We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friends, our subject for discussion today is, what is wrong with Satanism? What is wrong with the Church of Satan? Occultism is a real force in our world today. In the last 7 to 8 years, there have been at least 2,000 books written or republished on the topic of the occult movement. Popular movies such as Rosemary's Baby, A Tale of How a Woman Gave Birth to a Baby of Satan, An Evident Slap at the Great Bible Doctrine of Christ's Virgin Birth, are a definite part of the overall problem of the occult in our day and the strong hold that Satanism has upon our generation. The paperback book, The Exorcist, has been a bestseller and in its movie version has amassed more than $20 million. This book and movie constitute a part of the satanic movement gaining much ground in our world. How desperately we need to expose such, and how needful it is that people again go to the Bible for knowledge. Today, I'm discussing Satanism, the Church of Satan. My friends, have you ever taken the position that one church is as good as another? Have you ever said that one can be saved in any church regardless of its origin, teaching, and manner of emphasis? Have you ever taken the position that God approves all churches? Have you ever been known to advocate the thought that there are Christians in all churches and that one can go to heaven just as easily in one as the other? For the last decade, or since 1966, we have had in our country the Church of Satan. It began in 1966 in San Francisco. 1971, it had 10,000 members. By 1975, it had 2 million members. Beloved, you can see from these figures how tremendous it has been in its growth during this decade of the 70s. The Church of Satan seeks to give many religious sort of framework, or at least a disposition in which humanity can satisfy all the lust of the eye and the flesh and the vainglory of life. The Church of Satan has spread to many of the major and smaller cities in our country. The Church of Satan begins its services with an invocation and closes with a curse. The Church of Satan has a Bible, and I plan to refer to it in the study on Satanism. In view of the presence of the Satan's Church in our time, do you still believe that one church is as good as another? Remember, Satan's Church is now in the comparison. Do you still believe that one can be saved just as easily in one church as another? Remember, Satan's church is now in the comparison. Will God place His people in a church that begins its services with an invocation and closes with a curse? Remember, God's church is the blessing of God's people upon this earth, and it is not in the cursing business. Will God approve a group of people who look to Satan as their leader and not the Lord Jesus Christ? Will Jesus honor and approve those who live within the devilish framework of seeking to satisfy every lust of the eye, every lust of the depraved flesh, and every whim of vainglory? Who can believe He approves all of this? Does deity approve of people who reject the Bible and write Bibles of their own, as the founder of the Church of Satan has done? My friends, I am a Christian. I belong to the Lord's Church and have for the greater part of my life. I can read about the Lord's Church in the Bible. I'm talking about the Bible that God is the author and not that which Satan offers to mankind. The Church of Satan also has a Bible to which they subscribe. It is not the Bible that you know and you love. The malicious manual to which the Church of Satan subscribes is called the Satanic Bible. It bears a copyright date of 1969. Since all rights are reserved, I will simply refer to its teaching without making direct quotes. The Satanic Bible is authored by one Anton Zandor LaVey. The book is a paperback and contains 272 pages. The preface is written by the author, and immediately under his name is listed the expression, The Church of Satan. The book contains various tributes to Satan, the ritual of Satanism, and the keys that will unlock its sinful pleasures for its devotees. Some of its chapter headings deal with such subjects as the evidence of the new satanic age, a discussion of hell, the devil and how man can sell his soul, a discourse on love and hatred, a discussion of sex within the satanic framework, making a god out of self, indulgences, a different type of life after death, the black mass, the rituals to be performed in satanic services, an invocation to Satan, the infernal names given, and closes with the giving of what Satan's worshippers call the Indochian keys, which number 19. Early in the Satanic Bible, the author gave us the 9 satanic statements. In my words, instead of actual quotes, he says that Satan stands for indulgence and not abstinence. He affirms that Satan stands for vital existence and not for a sort of spiritual pipe dreaming. Such is close akin to an atheist of our country who came to a southern state to debate a Christian some years ago and referred to those who accept God as believers in a ghost in the sky. The author affirms that Satan stands for wisdom that is without defilement and not for hypocritical deception of self. He affirms that Satan practices kindness to those who deserve it and does not waste love on ingrates. He says that Satan stands for seeking of revenge. He does not believe in the turning of the other cheek. He says Satan stands for helping the responsible but has no concern for the weak and helpless. He says that Satan represents man as another animal and quite often as the most vicious animal to be found anywhere. Quite realistically, he says that Satan stands for all of what is referred to as sins, regardless of what gratification H may seek to honor. Ladies and gentlemen, this repudiates the marriage vow, and the Church of Satan repudiates God-ordained marriage institution. I want to quote to you an Associated Press release of February 1, 1967, and just listen to this. It is the report of a marriage at the Church of Satan. Quote, asking the blessings of Satan, a couple was married Tuesday night by the lion tamer turned saucer and pronounced the match conceived in hell. Throughout the dark rite, a 500-pound lion on the back porch grumbled throatily and bashed the bars of his cage with his paws. The bride was Scarlet Gown Judith Case, 26, graduate of Goucher College, and daughter of Edward Hale Case, former member of New York Power Authority. It is said that the bridegroom was John Raymond, 35, who described himself as a member of society. LaVey wore devil horns while performing his first wedding in the Victorian living room of his black-walled Satanist church. About 30 disciples of the self-styled priest of the Prince of Darkness witnessed the wedding, plus an equal number of reporters. As the sorcerer prepared for the ceremony, a nude girl with long flowing red hair reclined on a purple velvet robe atop a mantelpiece. This was to symbolize earthly pleasure, LaVey said. Black hooded and robed, LaVey rang a gong, recited an ode to the Pan, then uttered incantations in the guttural outpouring of LaVey said was the language he invented. Occasionally, Kagra, the lion, muttered out in the back. Raymond placed a ring on the bride's finger. LaVey dismissed the question of the ceremony's legality, saying, I am an ordained clergyman in the Satanic Church, which I founded and which the law may not recognize. He said, no marriage license was obtained. This marriage, said LaVey, quote, was conceived not in heaven but in hell, which is the mold from which heaven was cast and which has kept religion alive from the beginning. LaVey held a sword over the couple's head as he pronounced the word. A blank wall nuptial chamber, decorated with drawings of deadly nightshade, awaited the couple, but the first party adjourned to the basement bar, reached through a trap door in a closet. The couple was toasted with vodka punch. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine such a mockery of God and man? God has a Bible, and Satan claims to have a Bible. The true Bible has its first commandment, which is to love God supremely, Matthew 22:37. The true Bible has as its second commandment, which is to love one's neighbor as himself. Matthew 22:39. The Bible, of which God is the author, has its new commandment, which teaches the dedicated disciples of the Lord that they should love their brethren in the Lord as He loved them. John 13:34-35. The Bible has its golden rule and commands that we seek not vengeance upon another, but to turn the other cheek. Matthew 7:12. Now, the Satanic Bible on page 32 defiantly challenges the authority of love one another concept. It challenges the authoritative concept upon which the gospel of love rests. It raises high the ugly thought as to why man should not hate his enemies. In essence, it says that the person who loves his enemies places himself at their mercy. It raises the thought that to love one's enemies is to act in a most unnatural manner. It openly questions the doctrine that if humans quit preying upon other humans, could they continue to survive? On page 33 of the Satanic Bible, the author takes the view that lust and carnal desire are much better terms to describe love than the definition that God supplies love in the Bible. The Satanic Bible suggests that the concept of love your enemies and do good to them that hate you is like that of the despicable dog that is kicked and then rolls over in a cowardly fashion. The Satanic Bible encourages its advocates to hate their enemies with their whole heart. If an enemy smites one on the face, he should smash him back. In fact, he should do just as much as possible in the spirit of vengeance and retaliation. The Satanic Bible affirmed that the preservation of self is the highest law. The Bible of the Satan worshippers says that the person who turns the other cheek is like a cowardly dog. The highest law for the worshippers of Satan is to render to another exactly what he has rendered before. There is to be a blow for blow, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, etc. This is to be done fourfold, yea, even a hundredfold. The Bible, of which God is the author, teaches man to live a life of preparation now in order that he may live in heaven after a while. The Satanic Bible encourages its devotees to get the most out of life now. It encourages people to live for the here and now, not for the sweet by and by. Jehovah's Bible teaches clearly that there is a heaven for the righteous and a hell for the unrighteous. Satan's Bible says that there is no heaven of glory and brightness. It says that there is no place of torments for the sinners, where they will be roasted. The Book of God says that there is a Redeemer. The Satanic Bible says that man is his own Redeemer. It denies in emphatic fashion that any Redeemer such as Jesus ever lived. The Bible written by the pen of God's Spirit encourages man to be humble. The Satanic Bible encourages man to be filled with the spirit of arrogance and pride. It encourages man to look to himself as his own strong man, as his own deliverer. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? The Bible of God has its beautiful and precious Beatitudes as set forth in the Sermon on the Mount and other places. The Beatitudes of Matthew chapter 5 read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall reproach you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." The Satanic Bible has its section where its chosen Beatitudes are set forth. The Satanic Bible praises the strong and curses the weak. It praises the powerful and looks with signal disfavor upon the feeble. It predicts the blotting out of the feeble. It blesses the bold and promises them the mastery of the world. It places a curse upon the righteous and humble and speaks of their being trodden underfoot. It blesses the victorious and says, such is the basis of all right. It curses the defeated and dooms them that become vassals of forever. It is a strange thing, my friends, that atheistic volumes will suggest that man only has the now and there is no eternity, and yet they will use the word forever. How strange. The Satanic Bible praises the ones who are iron-fisted and pursue the might-makes-right philosophy. It places a curse upon those who are poor in spirit. It says such will be spat upon. It blesses those who defy death and curses those who look toward a richer and fuller life beyond the grave. It promises them they will perish amidst abundance. Perish? Where? The Satanic Bible blesses those who destroy such false hopes as the Christian possesses. It labels such as engage in the work of destruction as being the true messiahs. It curses those who adore God. It promises the God lovers that they will be as sheep which have been shorn. The Satanic Bible praises the man who seeks the best for himself. It places a curse upon the lambs of God and promises that they will be bled whiter than snow. The Satanic Bible curses the mighty-minded and curses those who are weak. In fact, it places a triple curse upon the weak. That's the Church of Satan's Bible. The Bible encourages hope, prayer, forgiveness, holiness, righteousness, godliness, sobriety. That's God's Bible. The Satanic Bible of the Satanic Church offers no hope except for this short life and this life only. The Satanist does not pray to God for any type of assistance. Neither does he pray over any of his wrongs. Of course, if there is no God and no system of right and wrong, how could there be any wrongs anyway? In fact, the Satanist feels that a confession of any wrongs to another would be degrading to himself. His pride will not allow him to engage in such. The Satanist looks with equal disdain upon such fruits of the Spirit as holiness, righteousness, godliness, and sobriety. My friends, such is the Bible of the Church of Satan, Satan built and Satan inspired. God's book demands purity between the sexes and places physical relationship between man and woman as that in the marital relationship, and that relationship only. The Satanic Bible on page 66 speaks in favor of sexual freedoms. It gives each person the freedom to be true to just whatever partner he desires to be with and to satisfy his own demands. The Satanist does not frown on the person who has many physical partners, nor does he frown upon the practice of homosexuality. The Satanic Bible allows every man to become a law unto himself in all these matters. Just about anything that God's book stands for, the Church of Satan's Bible stands against. Just about everything that the Bible labels as sin, the Satanic Bible provides its full approval for the committing of that very act. The Satanic Bible blasphemes the God of the Bible, the Christ of the Bible, and the atonement that is given to us for the redemption of man from his sins. Satanism has a correct name. It is a movement born of the devil, with Satan as its sinister head, and his unholy precepts as its binding laws. My friends, beware of